This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Doctors at a Siberian hospital where Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny lies in a coma after a suspected poisoning have agreed to allow his family to transport him to a top German medical facility. Doctors at the intensive care unit in the Siberian city of Omsk had said Navalny was too sick to move, but late Friday, the deputy chief doctor at the hospital said the politician would be allowed to leave for Germany. A German plane carrying specialists and advanced medical equipment has arrived in Omsk. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency reported that Navalny is expected to be flown to Berlin on Saturday morning. The 44-year-old politician and corruption investigator is a leading opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny became seriously ill on a flight and later lapsed into a coma Thursday. His family and supporters alleged that he was poisoned and that the Kremlin is behind it. Thousands of people took part in a rally in the Belarusian city of Brest on Friday evening in support of current President Alexander Lukashenko. A giant Belarus flag was held aloft as large groups gathered in a park, chanting in support for Lukashenko while listening to speeches from speakers. Pro-president rallies are now being held across the country in response to anti-president protests that began in the country after this month's presidential election. Massive post-election demonstrations started after the official election results extended the 26-year rule of the country's authoritarian president. Opposition members and demonstrators have said this month's election was rigged and illegitimate. This is VOA News. Amid an uproar over mail delivery delays before this year's election in the United States, the Postmaster General says that he's committed to ensuring that ballots are delivered on time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Louis DeJoyce faced a public outcry over mail delivery changes and delays, with Democrats saying his cost-cutting moves are threatening the election. He tells a Senate panel his top priority is to ensure ballots are delivered.
The American public should be able to vote by mail.
And says ballots will be prioritized for delivery as in years past. DeJoyce says he was unaware of plans to remove blue collection boxes and sorting machines until after the fact, but says they will not be restored, raising fresh questions about just how he can say ballots will be delivered on time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump says that where the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden sees American darkness, he sees American greatness. In a speech to the GOP-aligned Council for National Policy Friday, Trump said the Democrats held what he called the darkest and angriest convention in American history.
They spent four straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed.
The president is anxious for his turn in the spotlight next week after the four-day Democratic National Convention. In recent speeches, Trump has drawn stark images of unrest and violence in American cities and has positioned himself as a defender of law and order. Former Vice President Biden has portrayed Trump as someone who tries to divide Americans. A federal judge on Friday denied President Donald Trump's request to delay allowing the Manhattan District Attorney to obtain his tax returns while the president appeals. U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero said Trump had failed to justify a stay. The Manhattan judge said Trump failed to show that his appeal would likely succeed or that he would be irreparably harmed without a stay, but Trump's tax returns are not likely to become public before the November 3rd presidential election. On Thursday, Marrero ruled that Manhattan's top prosecutor should have access to the president's tax returns. Trump's lawyers appealed the ruling, and the president blasted the long-running quest as a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. The legal battle and grand jury secrecy rules make it unlikely the tax returns will become public before November's election, where Trump is seeking a second term. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.